From Hotel Sappho, 15 essays on boats, boats, language, and the SS. 1. The Palermo airport is not large. One terminal spread out over 4 floors, including what the website of the Aeroporto di Palermo refers to as a subterranean level, or, if you switch to Italian, il piano sotterraneo. 2. Anything sotto is, of course, its own special kind of ache, not at all dissimilar to a man who has just endured a long, painful period of erotic uncertainty. 3. Even though I had read that the train is the least convenient way of getting into the city, I knew I had no choice but to take it. There's a long history of foreigners and European train travel, but that's not something we're going to get into right now. 4. The word for foreigner in Italian is straniero. Strano means strange. If you look up straniero in the Collins Italian-English Dictionary, you'll find the following example. Cercare lo straniero, to drive out the foreigner. Which, while not a complete sentence, is enough to make you realize that in the Mediterranean, which side of the shore you're standing on is never just a metaphor. 5. And then the second. È un problema perché deve far fronte all'invasione di imbarcazioni straniere. It's a problem because it has to face the invasion of foreign boats. 6. One of the first things you learn as a student of Italian is that it's quite common to omit the subject in a sentence. We don't like to do this in English. We prefer to hold on to our subjects, like a man holds on to a dead father's regrets or the muscle memory of fucking. 7. Here, the third person singular deve doesn't have a subject, which means we are free to insert one of our own. 8. Clearly, the only option is Cy Twombly's painting Leaving Paphos, Ringed with Waves 3, painted in 2009 and first shown at the Gagosian Gallery in Athens.